Hey everyone, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. We're going to be talking about the next phase, or what comes next during this real estate market crash. And it's important that we stay up to date with this cycle. Now, go over the last year real quick in the cycle of real estate. The last year was watching the velocity of transactions fall. We are watching fewer and fewer homes sell. As a matter of fact, if you go look at Statista, it shows that last year, the same amount of homes sold than those nationwide that sold in 2008. Okay, so that's bad. All right, that's everything coming to a grinding halt. Well, we also talked about a year ago where the government was going to try and introduce loan programs to low-educated financial educated people with low financial IQ. And that's done on purpose. They wanted to grant those that have poor credit scores the right to not have to pay fines or fees associated with having a poor credit score. The government would just sort of waive that and take care of it on the bank side. Then we saw the expansion of Fannie and Freddie products coming out, like the 40-year fixed rate. Not a lot of people like those because the interest rate's high. And at a time like today, when, you know, mortgage rates are already super high, who's going to want to go for that? However, when you look at the amortized amount over 40 years, an additional, 30% longer than the traditional, 30-year mortgage, it's pretty attractive. I don't suggest getting it though, okay? But I just want to give you some idea of where we were in the last year. Now, this next thing, and I'm going to go over a couple of news stories, and I want to answer your questions about the real estate crash, why you don't see it. I want to talk about mortgages. Today is the official launch of the pre-filming discount. That's the QR code for it, for the Mortgage Master and Mortgage Master 2.0, the Investor Edition, where I'm going to lay down, after you walk away from those courses, you're going to know everything there is to know about real estate finance on the mortgage side, and you will have no problem walking into a bank and getting loans, especially as things crash down, okay? So how can I be confident when, you know, unemployment rises, everything goes to crap in a handbasket, nobody wants to buy homes, home prices are dropping, how do I know that you are, the banks are gonna loan money to you and that you're gonna make money in real estate? Well, two ways. First off, banks must make money. They must make money. They have to make loans. So recently, banks have been doing these 3-2-1s and step-down loans, and then we've seen now 0% financing. We have seen now you can buy a home now and pay later. I'm not joking. Interest-free, no payments needed until you sell your home. I'm going to talk about that in a sec too. So let's dive in first to the 3-2-1. So we've seen home builders desperate to sell homes. So they've been doing all these incentives, you know, giving you additional, you know, items, you know, to, you know, like free refrigerators and, you know, upgrades, blinds and all this other stuff. And that just didn't work. So then they said, okay, we're going to start lowering the threshold. We're going to buy down rates. And they let people decide what type of rate buy down they wanted. And then what happens is they talk them into these rate buy downs saying, don't worry, the Fed's going to lower rates. Well, now we're seeing payments. Hundreds of thousands of people nationwide right now are getting bills in the last 4 months, 5 months, that their bill just went boom, up. Like it increased like $1,000 or $1,500 a month. And it's just a shocker to them because quite frankly, in type one, if you bought a home and this has happened, you don't really read all of the loan docs. You get them handed to you the day you go to sign, and they just go sign here, sign here, sign here. And it's like almost like they're put out. The person on the other side of that desk is put out if you actually want to read them ahead of time and make sure that they didn't put anything in there that, you know, a little sneaky. I've actually had that happen before. And so people that didn't really know what they were getting themselves into, that had high pressure sales from salespeople, actual salespeople in home builders, they were sold a bill of goods that they didn't really know a lot about. Okay, now that day of reckoning's here. Well, now let's talk about buy a house, pay later. What's happening is, you remember when I talked about Rocket Mortgage and how we are at a moment where people weren't able to, actually, can you guys do me a real quick favor? I'm not seeing anyone's questions. Can you guys all just like type 3 real quick so I could just see if it ends, starts a flurry of stuff? Yeah, I don't want to do that. Okay, there we go. Cool. Thanks, guys. So now I see the questions. So What's happening is Rocket Mortgage is doing 1% down, and Rocket Mortgage is a non-bank lender, okay? And they actually don't have the same rights like other big banks do to go to the Fed window and borrow money even cheaper. They actually pay sort of a premium on the secondary market for money. Well, Rocket Mortgage is an amazing advertiser. They've got their name plastered on everything from soda cans to NASCARs, right? And you're going to pay for that deal. So what they do is they're going after people that shouldn't be in a home right now. Quite frankly, they're going, hey, look, if you can't scrape 3% together, just do 1% and we'll figure it out. They stack it on the back end. There's more risk associated, so you're paying a much higher rate. And I'm all for, if you find a smoking deal and you've only got 1% and your payments, as long as you've got your 6 months of emergency funds that are in, yeah, by all means, go for it, right? As long as the payment's lower and you've got your emergency fund and you're going to immediately, since your payment's lower than rent, you're actually able to save money. Like, that's good sense. Well, therein lies the problem. So companies like Rocket Mortgage found out people don't even have the 1%. So now companies are doing these buy now, pay later loans, and they're taking a second. And the second can't, usually in different types of programs, it can't equal more than $15,000, like a set amount, or a certain percentage of the home. And what they do is they say, look, what we're going to do is that 3%, we're going to cover you. Don't worry. You don't have to pay any payments until the day you sell your house. All right. Just know that once you sell your house, you're going to owe that money back plus interest. But you don't got to pay on it. So now you have another wave of people that are going to buy, and it's not a big wave, but are going to find themselves totally upside down day one. Why? Because the St. Louis Fred, is actually recording numbers showing that the nation is actually dropping in home prices. As a matter of fact, let's do this. I'm going to pull up this chart real quick. And this is really important to know, because I want to ask your opinion, because people are going to not understand this as truth, because they're being told a lie based off of Zillow and Redfin numbers. Okay. So Fred, average sale price. Okay, now here's the big thing. This is the Federal Reserve data, okay? They're going in and they're actually scraping data, and they're doing it a little differently than Zillow and Redfin. Well, let's do the median price, because it's pulling up. Median and average charts are doing the exact same thing. So this is a chart of the Fed, right? This was the whole Great Recession, right? When homes nationwide fell, not every single place, right? But by and large, they all fell. And that was really horrible, right? Well, look at what's happening up here. And I know this sounds crazy, because you're like, Ninja, that's not that much. Well, on a percentage basis, it actually is the same. If you go do the math, it's the same. We're about 8%. And we've only got up to this last quarter's data, and you're going to see some even more impressive data coming out. Now, certain sections of the sectors of the real estate market are collapsing more than others. What I mean by that is more expensive homes, there's less buyers for them. So they are falling rapidly. It's like looking at a Lamborghini right now. I don't know if any of you have been on Facebook Marketplace right now, but it's getting flooded with high-end cars, and the prices are dropping rapidly. I know this because it's one of my hobbies, and I enjoy looking at and dreaming about the day where I go buy a collection of cars, okay? So I'm constantly looking at the prices. So this story out of the Independent right here says zero down mortgages are back, sparking fears of being the new subprime loans, which caused the 2008 market crash. And that's exactly what's going on. These loans, they're giving out 100% financing to people that should not have them, okay? So let's do this really quick. Everybody say hi to Dylan. Dylan is now a moderator, and he's been helping me with all my courses. And again, I'm launching, this is the official start day of the pre-filming course, the lessons, the Mortgage Master and the Mortgage Master 2.0, the Investor Series. As soon as we've just sent 50% of the videos away, once they're done, edited and all up, pre-filming discount goes away forever. It will never be this price. So I just can't tell you if it's going to be 5 days from now or a week and a half from now. I just don't know how long it's going to take. But Dylan's been helping me with this, and he is actually looking right now at your questions, and he's going to start asking me, and then I'm going to start answering them for you, because I think there's a lot of misnomers and a lot of people that just don't understand, because they think when the stock market crashes, the real estate market crashes by even 50%, 60%, that no banks are going to be out there to lend. That's absolutely not true. Okay. All right, here we go. Thoughts on first-time home buyer. for 1099 family, self-employed and worried about debt. Okay, so one of the things I want to say is that there are a lot of products out there, and actually that brings me an idea because a banking insider just called me and I'm going to tell you about that. 1099 family, people that are self-employed are right now having a harder time getting qualified. However, there are products out there that the government actually puts out, not even just Fannie or Freddie products, which Fannie and Freddie are still private companies, but they work very closely with the government and they do all the government loans, right? We have products out there that the Department of Agriculture does for like USDA, zero down, right? They have interesting, certain restrictions, but a little bit looser for people that want to buy homes in rural areas. The FHA loan, which people don't really realize, it's first-time home buyer, you can have as many of those as you want. So you can have as many as you want. It's a program that's intended to find people. There are programs out there right now, and what I'm teaching too, if you're self-employed, you start a corporation, an LLC. I know it sounds crazy. It's actually not that difficult. And you do what's called a DSCR loan. And what happens is the property qualifies on itself. And that's a lot of stuff that I'm going to be putting in the course. Like, why wouldn't you buy a property or identify a property that has two units on it, right? So you buy it inside of the you use a DSCR loan. You put it, the LLC goes and qualifies for the loan, not you. The property has to qualify. So you go and show the bank, well, normal rents are X. The property value is Y. You were going to figure it out right now. And they go, okay, let's do it. And so you rent out one and you live in the other. So that's an easy solution for 1099 people, okay? But there's so many more solutions that we're showing you in the course. Okay. Someone's asking about 1.5 acre lots to build homes on. I don't have like a real question there. What can vets that don't have a ton of money do to buy a house? Yes! All right, this is awesome because I want to help our servicemen and women, which are awesome. You need to go and Google VA repos. First off, VA loans are out there, zero down, right? You could buy them. VA repos are even better. Not only is it zero down, but you go find one that's being foreclosed on, you get priority over anyone else to go take over the loan, not just buy the house. So let's say right now there's a home that's sort of in disrepair. A veteran had bought it through a VA loan and they stopped making the payments, right? Let's say it's worth $400,000 in its current condition. You go into the VA repo site and you go, oh man, they only owe $250,000 on this. They've been foreclosed on. I want that home. And you go bid for that home. It's an amazing product. Okay. So that's one thing right there. Basics on mortgages and how to use positively and safely. So I talk about in one of the first lessons is mortgage is a death contract. And I teach in the mortgage, the way the first course is set up, it is set up specifically for people that have ever, you know, own one house and they need to know how to save hundreds, if not honestly, thousands of dollars on their next refinance or having to get a second because of specific reasons, or for someone that's never believed that they can buy a house. And actually, I want to ask you this. Type 10, if you have never felt like you're going to be able to buy a house, like it's just too out of reach. You don't have enough confidence. You don't know where to start. You're actually, quite frankly, embarrassed to ask. Type 10 if that is you. And I will tell you that I went through a moment where I had nobody that like believed in me. And I had to do all of this myself. I went against the odds. As a matter of fact, my father actually told me, you know, you're not going to be happy until you lose it all when I bought my first house. It wasn't a very nice conversation. So I know what this is like. So I built this course for that specific person, right? To walk in. And I'm not joking. This is the most no-brainer deal in the world. And this is why I've been losing sleep. Because I can honestly tell you that you will save 10 times the cost of the course, your first mortgage that you pull. Because I'm going to teach you about every single type of mortgage out there for people to buy single-family homes, refinance them, do that kind of stuff. And then the next course is going straight after. We're talking like if you want to buy your first rental to if you want to buy 100 rentals. And I'm talking everything from DSCR, you know, non-owner occupied, conventional and non-conventional loans, all the way to commercial, all right? So the basics on a mortgage. And that's the thing. You have to live somewhere. You have to rent. So many people, the barrier to entry is they're intimidated. Look at all the people that type 10. And I'm glad you type 10, because out of the people that type 10, would you like an answer to get out of that? And so that's what I'm going to bring you, honestly. So let's keep answering questions. In what ways is a mortgage better than an article of agreement or a land contract? Well, technically, well, a mortgage, you know, it's funny actually. So I teach this in one of the lessons. So let me tell you how a mortgage is going to be a little better. During an economic downturn, if you have a loan that is a conforming loan that conforms with government standards, and you do everything that that loan document says, you pay your payments on time, you keep an emergency fund that if and when an event rises up, or if or when, you can make a certain amount of payments per your agreement, there is actually recourse. There is some recourse in there, and that is where the government steps in and starts giving out things like forbearance and tries to help, right? We saw that during the pandemic, and we saw it during the 2008 crisis. However, if you don't have that backing and you went with one of those crazy loans, yes, they will come and get it. Now, if the house falls in value beyond what it's worth, even a non-conforming loan company, private, they're going to want to work with you. They're going to want to figure something out, get you onto some kind of payment plan. When we're talking about land contracts and things like that, these are very point blank, cut and dry. No one's going to come help you out. This is cut and dry. And so I like to stay in the mortgage realm. As a matter of fact, in the second course, I teach investors why you should never, I'm going to line out why you should never ever go for private money, hard money, any of that, and pay insane points. That's absolutely insanity. I'm going to teach people on the first course how to get your credit built up and what the banks are looking for. So when you walk in, you're so prepared, and I've got all the checklist of everything so you can have all your documents ready and all that stuff. You walk in and they're going to look at your stuff and go, yeah, you could have whatever you want at a great term. You're going to be rated AAA with us as far as a lender, a borrower. And that's what we want, right? We need to prepare ahead of time. That's where we are in this season right now. You've now identified the cycles of where we are in a real estate cycle. You get it. Okay. You're seeing it's topping. We're coming down. The panic setting in, banks are doing, there's actually no income verification loans out there. You're going to pay through the nose for them. I don't suggest doing that. I suggest building up your personal brand. And I know it sounds crazy, but all of us have a personal brand when we walk into a bank, and it's either going to be a good brand or it's going to be a bad brand, right? I'd rather you build that up and have that whole thing together so that you're able to walk in and get the best rates and save. And this is what's scary. Think about the difference between an 8% rate and a 7.5% rate. And let's just say you pay that rate for the next 3 years. That's the difference of like $9,000 or $10,000. And that's the thing. Life happens and people aren't really super fast on aggressively refinancing. But even if you were and you waited 6 months and you refinanced to, even a whole point lower, you're paying refinance fees and all kinds of stuff, and you're resetting that clock. So a lot of people don't understand that. And that's where you save money, because they say the devil's in the details. It really is. And so that's why I'm going to break down the details so that you guys understand this. So the courses for, you have any courses for the first time home buyers with really bad credit? That's the link that's down below, or that QR code. It's called Mortgage Master. I'm totally blanking out on it, but it's the first course. And that is going to set up, we can fix your blemishes on the credit. We can get everything lined up, all your P's and Q's, your debt to income ratio. We'll fix that. I explained that in the lessons. Those are off to the editor right now. That's going to be good. Now, how can I buy a house, then a rental, then an apartment complex, starting with just 10K? Actually, it's really easy. So once you get your first home, right, there's a couple different ways you can go. This is exactly how I start. So you get your credit set up, you're good. Get your debt to income ratios, the DTI or HDI, all those different acronyms that get confusing after time. You get all of it set up right so that you are looked upon in your price range, right? What you can make properly, a payment, you're looked very favorable by a bank. So there's a couple things, lessons that I teach about how to negotiate and have do seller concessions, bank concessions, you know, where they have carrybacks to be able to pay some of your fees, how that works and stuff, and to put the minimum down, right? How to identify a property that you fix up just a little bit to where you, when you go for the refinance, or what's even better is redo your mortgage with the first lender at no cost within 6 months. And we teach you how to do that. What I think is really important, you take now the equity or what you have left in your pocket by not putting it all down on the home, and you go and set up your LLC to buy your first rental. And then there's a couple different ways of funding that, you know, whether you do it through a HELOC on your main home, and then you use the HELOC to buy the first property, or you use it for velocity banking and pay off your first mortgage really fast. But then it snowballs, because once you buy your first rental inside of that LLC, and this is the other thing that's really important, you're not going to buy a property that doesn't pencil. I want you to, when you buy rentals, I buy with the minimum down, right? Bare minimum, whatever the program I pick that I like, because there's so many different mortgage programs. That's why I built this course, to go over all that. You pick out your property based off of how much the payments are going to be. All in payments, principal, interest, taxes, insurance, right? Or PITI. And taxes or insurance, you could have a few different ones, right? You're going to buy it so it pencils on day one. See, where the whole nation has went really cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs when it comes to buying their dream homes the last few years, or buying Airbnbs, they've highly leveraged themselves. It was emotional purchases, not nuts and bolts purchases. As a matter of fact, real quick, anybody that's taken the real estate crash course in here, did you get a lot out of those videos where I was talking about how to buy the property right the first time? If yes or no answer, if you could put it down in the comments. Because when you buy the property right, it pencils, you can move on to the next property. And that's really, really important. Dylan, you got any more questions? I haven't seen any more. And I'm not getting questions popping up in my feed for some reason. Real quick, sorry. I'm just going to remove that comment. Maybe that'll free it up. Yeah, I'm not seeing any questions right now. So let me throw out a couple more, actually, because I've got a list of 120 questions that you guys gave me just a little bit while ago. Oh, here we go. What are your thoughts on properties with new manufactured homes? Can you get better deals on these? Okay, manufactured homes are great because, well, they're good and they're bad. So the way they're tied to the foundation is how you can get mortgages for them, loans, right? If it's on a permanent foundation, it's a lot easier to get a mortgage on a manufactured home. If it's not, it's going to be very difficult. Now, with that being said, your rates are going to also be higher because these are prone to more damage easily, right? I mean, a strong wind can knock some of those down. And I've sold a lot of them, quite frankly, over my years. And I'm not opposed to that. The maintenance is rough, you know, that kind of stuff. If I was to do a manufactured home, I would do a single wide, 12 to 14 foot wide trailer, 40 foot long, two bedroom, two bath with a laundry room in the middle. I like those for rentals. They're amazing because you can get roommates in there because there's a bedroom and a bathroom on either end of 40 feet. The kitchen's in the middle. I love that, you know, and we used to do a lot of those. There's no split down the center of the roof. It's one structure. It comes in. That's what I would personally do. Let's see. If you buy a fixer upper, can you get money for that in your loan? You absolutely can. And let me actually share what an insider just called me about. So gentleman that I'm a buddy with, he's on the board of a bank, a large bank in the Midwest, and pretty good sized bank. And so he called another one of his banks, because he has multiple banks and a larger regional bank. He said, hey, what's going on with the mortgages? And because he's pretty well known in that area, they told him, okay, here's the deal. We are doing zero construction loans, zero, not one. No more. We are doing commercial, but we're only doing 50% LTV. Okay. And this is crazy. He said, we're doing residential mortgages, but we are doing mostly, and they're a regional bank, right? So they're not really tapping into Fed funds. They're like, we're looking for larger downs, but on the rentals, if they're non-owner occupied, we're looking at like 25, 30% down. And I told him, I said, that means that bank's loan portfolio is collapsing. They're hurting. He goes, I totally got that from them. So when we're talking about, you know, if you can buy a fixer up, can you get money for that in your loan? You can. And if it's not a lot, the easiest way is seller concessions. And seller concessions carry money back for repairs. And under government conforming guidelines to stay in the mortgage realm, to save you a lot of money, you're allowed a certain percentage. Okay. So we talk about that in the course. And that's in the investor one, because that's investors, fix and flip, right? And there's guidelines that say you're allowed a certain percentage of money to be carried back in escrow, for you to repair the home. There's guidelines for that though. So that is definitely a yes. Now, how would you deal with the insurance crisis in Florida? That's a great question. So everybody's like, how are we gonna buy homes and you can't get insurance? I'm like, well, first off, you can get insurance. And the people are like, no, you can't. I'm like, no, you can always get insurance, but it's at what cost, right? 5 times, 10 times more expensive, that's the cost, right? Well, again, we're talking about buying real estate smart. So you don't go out and you form the deal. See, you go to Florida right now, homes are actually falling in value pretty drastically right now. If you're from Florida right now, hashtag Florida down. I want to see if you guys are here. Stand up for me, because people don't get it. Homes are falling pretty drastically. And nationwide, inventory is spiking. And what one thing you have to understand is that you play that into the price of the home. You can't sell your home. Nobody's getting insurance. Well, there's state-funded insurance and all that kind of stuff. It's really expensive. So you negotiate an amazing deal. To say this is an incredible opportunity right now, and actually, I still wouldn't buy right now. I'm talking first to second quarter of next year. But you've got to have your plan set up right now. You've got to know how to formulate your LLC, how to get the mortgages, how to prime. I mean, think about this. You have time, but at the same time, you don't have time. See, because the more you dive in right now, and I hear it from my students all the time, when it comes to the real estate crash course, right? The cycles course, people are like, holy cow, I see it now. I get it. And then you got to get ready, right? So you got to save up money. You got to pay down debt. You got to get those ratios right. Then you've got to, you know, learn how to actually do this stuff. So, and here, there's a news story right here. I'll just go over. Orlando Housing Market Report highlights explosive inventory growth and surge in new listings, which ironically is the exact same thing. But this story comes out of WKBN.com. And it says right here, the latest report for Orlando housing market reveals significant changes in the local real estate landscape for April 2024. Unprecedented inventory growth. The most striking trend is the explosive growth in inventory levels, and total inventory in these counties has surged to 9,376 properties, marking an 82% increase compared to April of 2023. 82%. Inventory is almost doubled. Just in Orlando, right? So nobody can get insurance, or they're freaking out. You use their panic to your benefit and negotiate a much lower price. Then you ask, is when your seller concessions, and I can guarantee you the seller's gonna do this, because if no one's knocking on their door, they're gonna do this. You turn around, you say, I need a carry back of X percent. My mortgage company says, yep. Your broker says, yep, you can do it. We show you how to do that. And then you turn around, you go put that in the bank. You go, there's my insurance money. It's so stinking easy. You just need to know the steps. So that's why I want to clear up for everyone. Here we go. So, and you know, and I want to tell you, no, I'm not going to say that. Oh, wait. How to deal with renters, especially in the age of a squatter. So first off, I didn't know a lot of people that were squatting in homes that I had friends in the real estate business, because they were very good at identifying good renters. Same with the property management companies that they employed to handle those renters, right? If you go and look at the squatter homes that you're seeing on the news stories, I want you to understand there's one thing in common. Go look at the condition of that home. These are people, landlords that are lazy and just will put just about anyone in there at whatever cost. And I'm a firm believer in I'm extremely firm believer, and I teach this in the cycles course, of not taking advantage of renters. You have a good, fair price, and then you get someone in and they're a good tenant, I back that rent off. I know it's gonna sound crazy, because everyone's like, oh, you're not gonna make money. I'm like, no, I'm too busy going for, you know, $100 bills rather than trying to pick up the dollars. And once I get one property rolling and they're happy and I'm changing their life because they just took care of my home for 6 months. And I graciously said, thank you. I'm going to lower your rent $100 and I'm going to fix it. Consider that $100 a gift. Now you have $1,200 extra a year to go take your family on a trip or save for a house. And hopefully I'm the one to sell you this house. I'm going to teach people how to do that. And that is the big difference between those squatters. Okay. What would your choice of mortgage be as a Canadian? I wish I could answer that. I do not know anything about the Canadian market other than the horrible reality that they have to refinance so often. This course is definitely American-centric. I apologize. You're still going to be learning some stuff from everyone's questions tonight. Should I save the proceeds from my home sale for a down payment or pay off debt and build back up savings for when the market crashes? Well, that depends, because I teach people your debt to income ratios. So we'd have to see where those lie and where that's most advantageous. One of the other lessons, I bring on an amortization calculator, and I show people how dangerous front loaded mortgage interest is. Now, with that being said, is that supposed to deter you from buying a house? Absolutely not. You got to live somewhere, right? You're either going to pay $3,000 a month in rent and throw away all your money, or you're going to pay $3,000 or hopefully less, right? $2,900 in a mortgage, be able to write off the interest, and you're building equity because we're going to teach you how to buy the home right. And you're there. You have something stable, right? So I think everyone should buy a home. I'm going to be totally honest with you. Everyone, but you have to all buy a home right. And that's what we need to do, is encourage people, give them the tools they need to succeed. All right. And I mean, you can watch all my courses, my channel. I give all this stuff away for free. This stuff is just packaged in a proper format, right? If people like want to take action now and they don't want to go through all the heartache and they want to do something and they want the answers now and the checklist and all that stuff, they go, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go do it. There you go. Okay. Should an LLC be established before getting a mortgage, and how does this help the process? 100%, you have to do it first. All right, you have to start the LLC first. Why? Because you're going to go down to the broker and you say, "I want a mortgage, but I don't want it put in my name." And they go, "Well, you got to need an LLC." Well, here it is. And they go, "Okay, there you go." And now all they're going to do is look at the property, look at its current value, what its capacity for rental income is going to be, and give you that loan based off of those parameters. So yes, you have to have the LLC done first. If you have good credit, can you secure a mortgage or a rental for less than $5,000? Okay, let me teach you this. So this is also covered in the course. It depends on how anyone could have a 700 score, 800 score, but there's a couple little tweaks. But there's a difference between a thick binder or a thin binder when it comes to credit. And then you have to go through the underwriting process. Underwriters are very, they're going to scrutinize the heck out of your situation. So you want to build that situation where you walk in, remember that brand I was talking about earlier, you're going to have a good brand or a bad brand. Then when you walk in, they're going, oh my gosh, this is the guy, this is the lady that we want to give the money to. Cause we're going to put them at the highest when we're trying to sell our loans. That's a whole nother process. And so with $5,000 down, you can, because I teach you how to do USDA mortgages. There are 0% financing deals out there. There are government assistance deals out there. They're amazing, right? So if you have good credit, and the one thing is you just have to be able to prove that you can make payments. That's it. So if you can prove that, because you're not getting greedy, you're buying a property within your means based off of your income, right? And how much you have down and your credit score. We're going to put all that together so that the banks don't say no, all right? Is insurance on your home a waste of money? Oh my gosh, it's not a waste of money to get insurance. I'm sorry, if you own your home and it's worth $200,000, do you have $200,000 in the bank to if it burns the ground? As a professional firefighter for 26 years, I saw a lot of that. Homes burned to the ground, homes damaged. For at what cost? I mean, people are thinking about self-insuring. It's because, again, people are focusing on the dollars and not focusing on the $100 bills over here. All right. And we want to break that kind of thinking. We want to get you out of poverty mindset and get you into abundance. Well, how do you do that? It's really simple, with knowledge. If you don't have the knowledge, you're going to perish. Does buying a property with a mortgage make you more of a slave to the system? Well, let me ask you this. I'm going to ask everybody this. It's a good question, actually. Type 7 if you believe that a mortgage can make you a slave. Type 8 if you think rent makes you a slave. And this, let's just let everyone vote. And the reason why I say that is because the borrower is slave to the lender, right? It's true. Yeah, it's true. But you're borrowing this guy's house and paying him every month. He gets to keep 100% of your money. At least on a 30-year fixed, it's a very small amount at first. It's insanely small. It goes to you paying off your home. And then you get a credit write-off that you wouldn't get with a rental. And so you could take that additional tax money that you won't pay the government, you know, Joe Biden, to go start all these wars, and you could put that down in your house too, right? So the rental actually makes you the slave, the true slave, okay? I couldn't buy my first house cash. Very few people can, right? And so my point being is that, you know, when you get to that point and you have to get a mortgage, what I want you to do is get the right mortgage. All right. You need to de-risk everything in the mortgage process. You're going to walk out of taking this course. I'm not kidding. And here's the deal too. If you're not happy after 14 days, this is the pre-filming discount. It's going to take a while to get the videos out, right? Next couple weeks. But I tell people if they buy the course normally, 14 days, if you don't like it, I'll give you your money back. If you haven't watched less than 50% of it. Because there's a handful of people that like to, you know, try and game the system. But the truth is, my students are here right now. If you are a student and have taken any of my courses and liked it, type 11. If you don't like them, well, there's just people that'll just say that and not be actual students. All right. Does switching a job, even a new job that pays more, impact the ability to get a mortgage? It does to a very, very small degree. And what that does is you've got your old job and your credit history. And it's actually one of my checklists, like all the documents you've got to get together and you put it in like a little binder and you just walk into the mortgage guy and go, here's my financial life. And it'll have everything you need. And the mortgage guy looks at it and goes, dang, you're the only person with this binder. And he takes all those photocopies, prints them off or prints copies, and he hands it off to his people and they start a mortgage, loan estimate for you, right? Well, if there's a new job, you just have to have pay stubs. And if it's brand new, they're going to need pay stubs from that job and possibly old pay stubs from the other job. But it's usually, you know, 3 to 4 months of pay stubs. Okay, so let's see. Dylan, is there any more going on questions? You probably got a bunch you could send me. So let me see if I could catch one too. Hey, Daryl, how you doing? So all the people that hit 11, right? I know this sounds crazy, and I actually got one of my first subscribers. His name is Pedro. He's probably on here right now. Pedro, are you on? He goes by Squatchy, I think, too. I noticed that he bought the real estate crash course about a month ago, and I called him, and I'm like, what are you doing? You bought a course? And he goes, well, you know, I've been following you for so long. I figured I'd try. Now, he is a, you know, screw it. I'm going to show you the actual comment. He owns commercial real estate. Okay. So he's far beyond any of this stuff. And so I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, that's pretty cool. Thanks. You know, I don't know what you're going to get out of it. And this is what he texted me. Let me see. Come on now. Am I going to miss it? All right. Yeah, this is it. This is what he texted me. I'm going to show it to you. There's no personal info in here, right? Okay. This is what he texted me. Wow and wow. After the first few videos, I can see how super busy you are with that. I'm pretty excited to watch so far. Thanks. And I'm all, well, thanks so much for trying it out, right? And he goes, what the heck? We flew out to Denver and, you know, we wanted to support you. He goes, but after buying our first commercial property in 2011 with a pile of Silver Eagles, when that hit an all-time high, I thought, what the heck? Travis is hitting a lot of good buttons and we need to help on the next, I need the educational help, right? Well, in my channel, I'm a goofball. but it's, I actually do it on purpose. I'm extremely professional when I do the courses. They're edited. We give you a lot of information and I break it down because all I want is successful people around me. And you have to have a little bit of skin in the game, right? And so then he just texts this to me. Let's go to this text. And I'm going to show you because this is, these are real things. All right, right here. Travis, I got to let you, you guys can take a screenshot if they want. I have a whole new respect for you, my friend, watching the crash videos and rewatching. And that's really interesting. People always watch this multiple times. And taking my time to digest them. I thought, man, this guy for sure is different than most. Also far from other fire and cop friends that just consume. Thank you again for what you do and recognize what God has opened up to you and I on different things. Keep it up. That's from somebody that's very successful and already owns commercial real estate. I get that all the time. I know people that have owned that own 900 doors that have these courses. I can't really bring it to, I can't sell it for a lot of money. I want to change your life. If you are one of the people earlier, and type it again, type 15 if you're one of those people that have no one that believes in you, but you've always wanted to try, you've always wanted home ownership, or you've always wanted to buy that first rental, or honestly, like me, 100 doors, and you're going to see me do it. My job is to give you all the tools that you will never be embarrassed to walk into a loan broker and get a mortgage. And while you're getting that mortgage, you're going to save thousands of dollars at closing. And then you're going to save tens of thousands of dollars in your first few years because you're going to get the greatest rate ever. The other thing I'm doing too with this course, even though this is the pre-filming discount, and it'll end once we finish this course, as loan products change, and they're going to change drastically this year, we're about to see a bunch of seconds hit the market, Fannie and Freddie backed products, government backed products. I'm going to keep putting out lessons on, as bonus content, because it's only going to make the course that much more valuable for future students and for those that get in at the low price. Okay. This price, once it's done, will never, ever happen again. This is like 83% off, 84% off. The way I do my pricing, and I'm just going to be totally honest with you, because I'm trying to build the greatest financial education system in the nation, and I'm going to do it. I'll run other sales for 80% off. Okay. So there you go. But this price will never happen again. So you're going to save a little bit more money, and you're going to get a competitive edge over anyone else as you're preparing, you're using this content. 100% of the people that have accidentally or just bought, paid the full price of whatever course I have, I've refunded them the money down to whatever current sale I've done, because it's not about making a ton of money from someone. It's getting you into a position where you have enough skin in the game that you're like, I'm going to watch these videos and I'm going to listen and I'm going to learn a ton. And that's my commitment to you. My wife, that story I tell you, was bawling that day, and she got mad at me because the loan lady said, she laughed at us and said, we do not deserve this house. We can't afford it. We're not going to qualify for a loan. Not only did I have that loan 30 days later, but I had my first rental a few months later, and I went aggressively. I used that anger as fuel. But there are so many of you out there that will never have a coach that will help you. And I was getting so flooded with trying to help people and doing all of these, you know, consulting things and stuff. I said, this is the way I can help the nation, the masses, through these courses. So I'll tell you this, and this is just me to you. And you're going to get that gut feeling. Give it a shot. Let's get you ready for this upcoming crash. This course, the basic course, is going to get you lined out. All you need to know about debt to income ratios, credit, all the different mortgage programs. And you can start with amortization schedules. You can start really researching what you can afford. And then as this thing's falling apart, I want you to go to battle and go crush it. And I want you to make lots of money. And I want you to take that money and I want you to help people. And I honestly believe we can change the world. I know it sounds crazy, but you're going to have to take a risk. And right now, tonight, that risk would be you're betting on me. I think I'm a good bet. Has anyone got any final questions? Or Dylan, do you have any final questions before we go? Let me, because I've actually got to go. We're doing more scripts writing tonight and tomorrow for the course. Let's see. Hold on, Dylan. I'm getting to it. Okay. Oh, here we go. Let's answer a few more questions. If I have a credit card settlement, but I'm saving money, am I out of buying a house this crash? No. No, there's one of the lessons, a buddy of mine. Oh, that's another thing too. A subscriber reached out to me once because a scammer was trying to steal money from him. And we started talking and I found out this was his 40th year. He was about to hit 40 years in the mortgage industry. Insane amount of experience. He's worked for so many banks and ran brokerages. 40 years, he's seen multiple cycles and he's smart. He's like the Rain Man of mortgages. I said, would you help me with this course? And so he came in and explained, when you see these lessons that he does, they're insane. And how he could weave multiple mortgages together and different scenarios and go, you know, you just shouldn't put 20% down. Why don't you put 19% down? You're like, why? And he goes, well, you're going to pay less here. You're going to pay more here. But ultimately, you're going to save this much money. And you're just like, whoa. It's how I bought all those homes. It's the same mentality, right? Well, he teaches this lesson about why it's really important, because he's a broker and he doesn't make money if somebody doesn't get a loan, right? Where you should go and get your credit fixed. And he has this guide that he puts people through. I want to say it was like a few $100, a little bit of money compared to those cheap ones. And he tells you the difference between them. And it's amazing what they do to your credit. And so no, you could totally do this, because we're going to build up other aspects of your brand that's going to outshine that thing in the past. And underwriters understand that too. Everyone's got a past when it comes to finances that we didn't. I mean, come on, type 20 if you've made bad decisions in the past. I'll type it when I can, because I'd be typing 20 like crazy. Interest rates, do you see them going up to double digits in the next few months? Okay, I will never say when, but do I see double digit interest rates? Absolutely. Matter of fact, right now, mortgage rates are already at double digits on certain loan products when you're doing no income verification, okay? I actually believe there's going to be a head fake. The Fed's going to lower the prime rate or their Fed funds rate. And for just a little bit of time, the 10-year bond will, you know, do its thing and drop down a little bit. It'll be short-lived. And then the banks are going to go back into panic mode, because investors do not want to loan out money at lower rates, okay? Because nobody believes that we are in a recovery, except for Joe Biden. He thinks his name's Bill. Can I get that VA repo without being a veteran? No, you cannot. That's only open for veterans. How do we sign up for the Mortgage Master 2.0 Investors course? So if you want only that course, I got to be honest, Dylan's got a code. You can reach out to Dylan at Ninja Learning Center. Oh, gosh. Text it to me, Dylan. I already forgot the email address. I'm really bad at this. But if you want just that one, you can sign up for just that one. But I think the difference in price for both courses is just, I want to say like $60. I'm probably bad with that. I should stop getting numbers. Dylan's the smart one. Dylan, text me the email. Anyway, just contact Dylan. But there is a way for that. So if you want it, cool. If not, no worries. I just wanted to put together something that you all could enjoy, learn a lot of, and go forth and crush it. All right. With that being said, I thank you so much for watching. The Economic Ninja is out. Oh, there's the QR code. Just scan it with your phone, or there's a link down below. Super fancy.